Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A 14-year-old is dead, five others are hurt, and no one is in custody after a shooting in Goldsboro. The WRAL breaking news tracker is there as investigators search for a motive.
And today is going to be a gorgeous day, but tomorrow we are looking at the risk for severe storms. It is a weather alert day. I'll explain the timeline of the rain.
Plus, breaking developments in the court battle over the main drug used in medication abortions. What an overnight ruling means for women's access to mifepristone starting this week.
And what we'll learn today about a key measure of inflation and its potential impact on your summer plans. Fittingly, we get a little taste of summer today. Good morning to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. If you loved yesterday, you'll get another day of it today. Looking forward to these warm temperatures before our weather alert day comes. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to get you ready for today.
A beautiful day today. Our skies are clear. Beautiful stars out there as you're heading out the door. Temperature 57 degrees. So it's pleasantly cool this morning. We continue to have our southwesterly wind that's helping to bring that warmth into our area. We'll feel it again today. We take a look at temperatures as you're heading out the door. 57 in Southern Pines and Raleigh, as well as Durham. It's 50 degrees up in Roxboro, 52 in Goldsboro, 50 degrees in Clinton. So feeling nice out there for us this morning and another really nice warm day. Our temperatures will climb up to 75 at lunchtime, making it perfect for spending your lunch hour outside. We'll climb to 84 degrees for this afternoon, and our temperatures will stay warm into the evening. We do have an increase in our cloud cover likely once we get close to the evening, and maybe even a sprinkle before tomorrow morning. We do have a severe threat for tomorrow as well, especially during the afternoon. You can see that level one risk for tomorrow. So we do have a WRAL weather alert day. It's likely to be wet for us during the commute tomorrow. And the best chance of showers and thunderstorms may be in the morning. But we could see a few more of those in the evening as well. I'll walk you through futurecasts coming up in just a bit.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news in the legal battle over mifepristone, the main drug used in medication abortions. Just before midnight, a federal appeals court partially blocked a nationwide ban on the drug that was set to start tomorrow night. That ban had been ordered by a federal judge in Texas. Here's what that new ruling means. Mifepristone will remain available to women while the case moves through the courts. But the court also allowed new restrictions on the drug to take effect. That includes requiring women to visit a doctor in person to get the drug. Women are already required to do that in North Carolina, but this ruling will impose the same rule in dozens of states where the drug is more easily accessible.
Developing now, five people remain in the hospital after a shooting that also killed a 14-year-old girl. No one is in custody out of this. That shooting started after 6:30 near North Leslie Street in Goldsboro. Police stayed on the scene late into the night. Michael Grace is in the WRAL breaking news tracker at UNC Health Wayne. That is where the shooting victims were taken last night. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. That's right. And this hospital was actually locked down until just after 11 last night. And that is the case anytime there is a weapon-related crime. But I want to get you to this video of what this scene looked like yesterday. The community members that we talked to here in Goldsboro said they are frustrated with the pattern that is gun violence and the youth. And here's what one community activist had to say about yesterday.
I just feel like as a community, we need to do better. We can do better. You know, like I said, I've had several roundtables about many issues, and the rooms are not crowded. They're not crowded enough.
Now, the five people being treated here are in stable condition. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to hear from that same community activist about what he hopes for.
Michael Grace live for us this morning, Goldsboro. Thank you, Michael. We are working to learn what caused a serious crash that shut down Avent Ferry Road in Holly Springs for hours overnight. Video from the WRAL breaking news tracker shows the scene near Holly Meadow Drive after 9 p.m. We spotted several motorcycles on the street, but Holly Springs police have not confirmed if anyone was hurt. We've made several calls for more information. The road has since reopened.
Today marks 6 months since a mass shooting in Raleigh's Headingham neighborhood. It was the evening of October 13th when police say a 15-year-old boy killed a relative at his house, then went out into the street and along the Neuse River Trail Greenway firing shots at people. Five people died, including a police officer. Two others were hurt. The 15-year-old was hurt in a shootout with police. Officers have not said if he has since recovered or where he's living now. Investigators say he could be charged as an adult, but that hasn't happened yet. You can read our coverage of the shooting and the Headingham community's efforts to recover on WRAL.com.
A man who shot and killed himself at Wake Med North was involved in another shooting a few hours before that. That's according to the Wake County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say 48-year-old James Davis shot himself in the parking lot of the hospital on Falls of Neuse Road just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Deputies say Davis was a person of interest in a shooting around 8:30 yesterday morning on Covered Wagon Lane. They say a man was shot there and seriously hurt.
Former President Donald Trump is back in New York City this morning to sit for a deposition in a lawsuit against his nonprofit organization. New video shows him arriving at Trump Tower last night. He'll answer questions about accusations the Trump organization falsified financial statements in order to obtain loans. New York Attorney General Letitia James filed the lawsuit. It also names Trump's eldest children. The case is set to go to trial in October. This is separate from the criminal charges against the former president.
Later this morning at 8:30, we will get another key measure of inflation after a report released within the last 24 hours showed reasons for optimism. WRAL's Naya Harden spoke to a local economist and joins us live now in Raleigh with what we can expect today. Naya.
Yeah, Jeff, economy experts, they are expecting to see some good news today. Another drop from what we can see in this producer price index, but they warn that this could only be temporary, what we're about to see. The PPI is what businesses are paying for, that input that we're talking about. NC State economist Mike Walden, he says the good news is there has been a reduction in problems with the supply chain. There has also been a slowdown in production, like manufacturing. The problem we won't see just yet is in oil. Prices have risen after OPEC Plus, a group of 23 countries that export oil, decided to cut back production. Now, this would also put the consumer price index report we saw with the smallest increase of 5% since May 2021 in jeopardy as well. Walden says he doesn't think this will stop the Feds.
I don't think that's going to slow the Fed down. I think they still have some more interest rate hikes in store. I think they probably view the financial situation crisis, some will call, that we had about a month ago that looks like that's been contained. Got to remember, their goal is around 2% year over year, so they have some ways to go.
Now, that report is going to be released this morning. We'll keep you updated and let you know what it shows. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Today, students at UNC Chapel Hill are planning to walk out of class in protest. The group says they want the university to reverse its decision to ban a second-year law student from campus. That student, Jamie Marsicano, was charged with domestic terrorism after this violent protest over a controversial police training complex near Atlanta. The students walking out today say Marsicano was only attending a peaceful music festival nearby. He had been arrested for other protests dating back to 2016. Today's walkout is set for 1:30 in the afternoon.
It could be days before a massive fire spewing toxic fumes over a community in Indiana gets put out. Video shows the smoke over the plastics recycling plant in Richmond, Indiana, and more than 2,000 people have been forced to evacuate there when that fire started on Tuesday. Officials now say the smoke could contain asbestos and other dangerous particles. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused the fire, and another update is scheduled for later today. Also today, the city of Fayetteville will mark a milestone in the work to build a new senior center. Members of the city council and the Parks and Rec Department will watch as the final support beam is put into place for the frame of the new Senior Center East. This is a rendering of what it will look like when it's finished. The $9 million facility will include a pool, fitness center, racquetball courts, and more. It should be finished this year.
It's 4:39. Authorities have released the 911 calls from that deadly shooting in Apex.
And I just saw somebody get shot in the parking lot.
What those calls reveal about the chaotic moments that led to an 18-year-old killed outside of Academy Sports.
Well, New York City announces its first ever rat czar. How this new leader will help combat the Big Apple's rodent problem.
And as we head to break, a live look outside from the WRAL weather camera in Chapel Hill. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the Severe Weather Center working to bring you updates on the forecast as we approach the weekend with a WREL Weather Alert Day.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. A gorgeous start here in Sanford and all across the viewing area. We're seeing mostly sunny, mostly clear skies right now and lots of sunshine once the sun comes up. Temperatures are feeling pleasantly cool, too. 57 in Southern Pines, 55 in Lewisburg. It's a cooler, 46 in Irwin, 54 in South Hill, 56 Rocky Mount, 55 in Goldsboro. So feeling good out there. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, feels nice. Maybe a light jacket. Sending the kids out this morning, definitely shorts and t-shirts with a very warm afternoon in the mid-80s. But you know, if they're in their shorts and t-shirts this morning, they may be cool at the bus stop. It stays nice and mild through the evening. Even at 7 o'clock, we're looking at 78 degrees. Tomorrow is a WREL Weather Alert Day. We have the chance for some rain and thunderstorms. I'll show you coming up.
911 calls are revealing new details about the shooting outside Academy Sports in Apex that left an 18-year-old dead.
And I just saw somebody get shot in the parking lot. I'm in the Alpaca Peruvian Chicken in front of Academy Sports and Outdoors. I can't see the person that shot him. He's in a car. If you want the license plate, I can give it to you.
Go ahead.
18-year-old Dave Sanchez died in that Tuesday shooting. An on-duty FBI agent, Denzel Ward, shot him. Ward says Sanchez and a woman he was with were shoplifting and got into an altercation with him in the parking lot. Sanchez's mother tells WREL she has a receipt her son was holding from his purchase.
The FBI says it will not file federal charges in the death of a North Carolina woman in Mexico. Shanquella Robinson was found dead in a hotel room in October while vacationing with friends in Cabo San Lucas. The FBI opened an investigation after a video posted online showed her being attacked by one of the friends. Yesterday, the agency said the investigation and autopsy did not provide enough evidence to support federal prosecution. Robinson's family says they will keep pushing for justice, including a May 19th march at the State Department in D.C. if there's no action taken by then.
Jury selection begins today in a high-profile defamation lawsuit against Fox News, and there's a last-minute twist to this. The judge overseeing the case now says he will appoint an outside attorney to see whether the network lied to the court and withheld key evidence. This latest move from the judge gives Dominion the option to hold more depositions at Fox News' expense. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Fox for more than $1.5 billion, accusing the company of promoting the false claim that its voting software rigged the 2020 election. Opening statements in the lawsuits will take place on Monday.
Today, state leaders will celebrate $750,000 in new funding for the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, where you're looking live. The federal funding will go toward building new facilities at the museum, including an indoor classroom, accessible restrooms, and a nature porch. Congresswoman Deborah Ross and Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin will be at today's celebration that will start at 2 at the Prairie Ridge Eco Station in Raleigh.
A new state audit reveals the Department of Public Instruction didn't properly monitor and report how it used nearly $1.8 billion in federal COVID relief funds. Auditors found the department didn't properly document how schools used relief funds. They also found that DPI only made half of the site visits required by the grants. The DPI says it is working on new compliance procedures. It also says staffing shortages and issues with federal software pose problems with information documentation. There's a new rat czar in town. New York City officially has an official in place to fight its ongoing rodent issue. Kathleen Corradi. Corradi will work with city agencies there, like the health department and parks and rec centers, to exterminate rat populations. New York City also has announced $3.5 million that will be used to increase inspections, develop rat traps, and improve public housing flooring in Harlem.
happening right now in the WREL Live Center. I want to take you live out to Fort Lauderdale, Florida here. Look at the flooding and the rain that they're experiencing right now. Schools in the area as well as the airport in Fort Lauderdale remain closed this morning because of this heavy rainfall and flooding. Officials say that airport is expected to remain closed until at least noon today. Cars are stuck in the floodwaters, as you can see. Officials are warning people not to enter or leave the airport or the city. Some areas saw as much as 20 inches of rain in just 12 hours. It is just incredible. I know meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking the rainfall that's on the way for us. Hopefully nothing like this, Elizabeth.
We certainly don't have that much rain in our forecast, but we do have a WREL weather alert day for tomorrow. We'll likely start the day with some scattered rain showers, and then during the afternoon, it's likely to translate over into some scattered thunderstorms. So morning rain, afternoon thunderstorms. Our level one risk for severe weather is with us all day long, all across almost the entire viewing area. Our impacts will be the potential for damaging winds and small hail. But we do also have a level one risk for flooding for most of the viewing area for tomorrow. Even so, this is, again, a level one out of five risk of flooding. So we are not expecting to see anything like what they saw down in Fort Lauderdale. Most likely we'll end up with about an inch of rain. We do have this low pressure system that continues to send waves of rain across Florida. This is the same thing that's headed our way. But again, we're going to see this moving through a lot faster, and it is not likely to produce as much rain as they saw down there. So let's start today at around 4 o'clock. That's about the time we start to see a few clouds down south. Those clouds will begin to lift up across the area this evening. And an isolated shower is not out of the question. This is new this morning. Futurecast showing that just a little bit of rain that could pop up late in the evening. And then early tomorrow morning, we start to see some rain in our southern counties, Fayetteville, Clinton, Southern Pines, seeing some showers by 6. By the latter part of the morning, keep up by 8 o'clock, we're starting to see that in the Triangle area. And then that band of rain lifts northward. After that, after lunchtime, we'll likely just see some scattered storms that pop up. But this is where we'd have a better chance of severe weather. At 2 o'clock, you can see a few of those storms. That just continues on and off through the afternoon and even overnight on Friday night. So we do have a level one severe weather threat for tomorrow. As I mentioned at the beginning of the newscast, our biggest threat would be from wind damage. Right now, it's nice and quiet. It's going to be another beautiful day today until we start to see some of those clouds late in the afternoon. Right now, heading out the door, 57 degrees. We climb into the mid-70s by lunchtime, so it's going to be a great one to spend a little time outside. Today, 84 degrees. Friday, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms with a high of 77. And then on Saturday, it looks a little drier. But Sunday, we're back to a different system that's going to bring us some showers and thunderstorms. And I'll walk you through that coming up in just a little while. It's Bark in the Park this evening, and it should be just fine for that. Late in the evening, we could see a quick sprinkle that rolls through. But for the most part, it's going to be a nice one. 80 degrees at 6 p.m. and at 8 o'clock, 75. Willie Bull wants you to come down and hang out with your favorite tip best friend. Our normal high is 71, and our temperatures will be above that all the way until Monday. After Sunday's system moves through, our temperatures are going to drop a little bit. It's going to be muggier for the weekend. We'll really feel that on Sunday with those very warm temperatures. It's going to feel a bit like summer, especially with those afternoon storms. Right now, weather alert day for Friday. Looking at some pretty weather into next week with highs in the 70s.
A local woman donates her kidney to save her father's life. Only on WREL, why the decision was emotional for both of them. We'll tell you about it after the break.
A nurse practitioner who's often the one helping patients became a patient herself, all to save her dad's life when she donated an organ to her father.
WREL's Destiny Patterson met with both of those folks. It is a story you will see only on WREL.
Closer.
Oh.
For Larry Koch and Lauren Herlihy,
we're already close.
I know.
They've always had a tight relationship.
He's been a great dad.
When his kidney disease progressed to stage 4 last summer, the then 77-year-old was told dialysis might be the next step if he didn't get a donor, and fast.
This really was probably a narrow window for him, and realistically speaking, living donation was really his only option.
Herlihy knew she could offer the quickest solution.
It wasn't a choice for me, really. I didn't want to see him go through the final sort of decade of his life on dialysis.
The decision was emotional for both of them.
And I was always a little concerned about what the impact on her would be. I just didn't want any risk.
It was one that Hurley, he says, was obvious, due in part to her expertise in the medical field at UNC Health.
I really just believe so strongly in science and modern medicine and all the ways that this process has been sort of perfected over the years.
They both did really well, both bounced back quickly.
And they left with a peace of mind.
This was certainly a way to give him the best next 10, 15, 20 years.
And another memory together each year when Coke's birthday rolls around.
These are little kidneys.
Always remember March 21st.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Of my, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, just before my 78th birthday. Mm-hmm.
This time of year has turned into a celebration of life for this family. Destiny Patterson, WREL News.
So much goes into being a living donor. The pair is recovering well. This month is also National Donate Life Month. You can find out more information about organ donation in our story on WREL.com.
You could soon be allowed to ride electric bicycles on greenways in Cary. The town council will consider a plan tonight to make e-bikes legal on those paths through the end of 2024. Cary tried out a pilot program last year to test the impact of e-bikes. That ended in December. That program gave cyclists a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit on the greenways. Tonight's discussion on that begins at 6:30. Taking a look outside in Apex this morning. Coming up, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us about the forecast as we approach the weekend with the WREL Weather Alert Day.
Plus, what investigators are revealing about the moments right before a shooting in Goldsboro that killed a 14-year-old and hurt five others.
And this morning, another key measure of inflation ahead of a big decision on interest rates. How today's producer price index report could affect how much you pay at the pump.